Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healing Words with Christine. This podcast is for people who want a daily dose of personal development support, believe in the power of alternative healing and energy work, want to activate their divine wealth blueprint, and are ready to build a relationship with their mind, body, and spirit. Today's episode is actually going to be about the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records are a collection of all of the past lifetimes, and I'm kind of air quoting that a little bit because when I say past, I mean everything's happening simultaneously, and past is just a way that our minds understand a linear progression of things. So this is kind of a big topic and something that I've had an awareness of since around 2015 when I got my first Akashic Records reading. And the interesting thing is that when that happened, it's almost like it opened a door for me to be able to access Akashic Records or past lives, simultaneous lives, parallel lives, however you want to say it, at any given time. And so for myself and for others, a lot of my art dives into my past lives. When I travel, I often recall memories of past lives and past life experiences. One that's coming to mind that I'll quickly share a story about is, so what happened was I went to the UK, and this was in 2015. It was after the past life reading. And this is when I knew like the door was open, but at that time I didn't really have a grand idea of like what it all meant. So I went to the UK and I ended up at this castle with a friend of mine, and we walked through it, just checking it out. And there was something really familiar about it. It was really weird. I thought, I've never been here before in my life. So why does this place feel so familiar? And as we were walking through it, we went down to the basement, where like the dungeons were basically. And so as I got more and more down into the dungeons with my friend, I was getting really hot. I was like, why is it so hot? Oh my God, I feel like I'm melting. And I literally felt like it. And my friend looked at me like I was crazy. And she said, what do you mean? It's kind of cold down here. I don't know why it's hot. But what it was the memories of that past life were coming back, and some of the sensations that happened to my body in that lifetime were showing up. And I'll tell you what happened. But so as we get down closer and closer to the dungeons, I see this, you know, there's a voice that they have a voice playing about this guy, you know, back in like the 1600s, who was basically a witch hunter. And so he'd collect these people who were accused of witchcraft to interrogate for whatever reasons. And so what happened is in that timeline, basically, you know, hundreds of these witches, so-called, whether they were actually witches or not, we don't know, but I would assume yes, were burned to death in that dungeon. And when I got to the bottom of the steps and I looked into one of the cells, I felt like I was there. Like, you know, I went back in time and I could see myself looking through the top window of the cell where you could see the outside. And I was like, I was remembering looking up and like talking to the moon and talking to the stars and talking to nature at that time. And so, and then, you know, my body just got hotter and hotter and hotter. And I just felt, you know, I wasn't in pain when I was remembering this. So there was no physical sensation and so far that pain existed, but it was just like this heat, and it was just so overwhelming and consuming, and feelings of anger and hurt and rage and resentment and like just this sort of immense suffering came through me just in that moment, almost like in a flash, you know? And so I had to get out because I was actually starting to hyperventilate a little bit. And so we got out, and it started to dissipate, but I couldn't stop remembering that. Now, the interesting thing is that before I went on that trip, I was having dreams and visions because I would meditate. And in my meditations and my visions, I would see myself looking through those bars. So I thought it was so bizarre that I saw exactly that same scene that I was seeing in the dreams. Like my dreams were trying to bring it through because my subconscious was holding this memory. Now the subconscious holds memory from the past lives because its access point is through the DNA. And I'm not talking about physical DNA, I'm talking about the etheric DNA. So we have like two known physical DNA strands, but there's actually 12. The other ones are non-physical. So the eighth strand of DNA holds a lot of our personal Akashic record memories, which to me looks like a giant library. That's usually how my consciousness likes to show it to me in a very linear fashion. And, you know, there's thousands and thousands of books, at least in my experience. And then there's other levels. There's more Akashic records stored in the 12th strand of DNA. And those are more to do with all of humanity. It's not just our own personal records. It's also the records of other souls. Which I don't know that everybody accesses. I just know that I've been able to go there. And then there's the, you know, intergalactic and celestial ones. I think the intergalactic ones are in the 12th strand, but the celestial ones, like angelic lifetimes and stuff, are in the light body. So that's a little bit of an experience of, you know, how I first started connecting with the Akashic records and past lives, and how I started connecting to my own past lives through travel, but initially through reading and then through travel. And now it's pretty easy for me to, you know, go into, okay, this is an issue that I'm facing in my life, for example, right? I look at it and it's like, okay, where is this coming from so that I can do some work around it, and my higher self just drops in information through my crown chakra, which drops into my conscious awareness. Because I've created a drip point basically for that information to flow in. Now, sometimes that can be stifled if I have some, you know, egoic issues coming up saying, no, that can't be true. I don't want to see myself that way, right? And that's where sometimes things get a little bit muddled. For myself, for other people, typically it's very clear and transparent and it just drops in like, boom, no problem, because I'm not personally involved in another person's, egoic issue or whatever they have going on. So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit of that. And so, yeah, I will meditate on things and it'll say, oh yeah, you know, you have like seven past lives that are linked to this particular challenge. And in every single one of those lifetimes, you went through a similar experience, but you never actually fully resolved it or got the lesson. And so then I ask my higher self, well, what's the lesson? And it drops in, and then I'm able to revise the timeline, revise the Akashic record memory, which creates changes in the current lifetime, which is what matters. We can get into the Akashic records and turn it into this sort of entertainment thing, I guess, but I just don't see much value in that because I see value in healing. I see value in personal transformation, and I see value in, moving ourselves forward in our present lifetimes. Now, I used to get caught up in all of these other lifetimes, in these multidimensional timelines, and, you know, and that was really a dissociation or an avoidance of the current lifetime. And I think that can happen to people when there's a lot of things that they have to deal with that they don't want to deal with because their ego has a lot of opinions about these things. This shouldn't be happening to me. Why, you know, like then there's comparison, you know, well, this person doesn't have to deal with this issue. Why should I? And every soul has its own things to deal with. So, you know, it's getting into this stuff can be very helpful if we use it correctly. And if we're willing to stay in our current lifetime and enjoy the lessons and the experiences that are being offered to us and shown to us through our soul and through, you know, the manifestation of the physical experience. So different experiences, different events, different situations, and, you know, our relationships primarily. Whether it's just relationship with yourself, relationship with the world, relationship with, you know, beings that we consider to be authority figures, and you know, just family, friends, and partners. So, yeah, it all gets pretty complex. I wanted to just give a little bit of an overview of my experience with it because I've been asked about it recently, and I did a recording with somebody on another podcast. She interviewed me, and so that will be probably coming out in June 2024 from what I'm hearing. But it's an interesting topic, you know, and I think it can provide a lot of understanding, especially when we think about experiences we have or abilities that we suddenly become aware of that we're like, well, I don't remember developing this ability or skill. Well, no, not in this lifetime, but your Akashic records remember every lifetime. The other thing I mentioned this at the beginning, every lifetime is happening simultaneously. There's almost like a thread between all of these lifetimes into the current moment experience. So say an issue comes up with your family where you feel like they're trying to control you or something like that. And it feels like that's been an issue for as long as you remember. And you don't know really when it started. You can't really pinpoint maybe a specific incident per se that really caused the trigger, the wound, right? Well, it's possible that that trigger actually doesn't exist in this lifetime and the trigger actually exists somewhere else in another lifetime. And it's being asked, you know, your consciousness or your soul is saying, I want to resolve this now. That's why I'm bringing it up to you. And that's why I'm putting it in your face so that you can't escape it and avoid it anymore. And I believe that this current lifetime, from my perspective, is a resolution of things in a lot of ways. So we're resolving ancestral trauma, we're resolving past life karma. And so that's another word that people will use. Karma is oh, there was like something happened between this person and me in this other lifetime. And then, you know, or say I did something to this person in one lifetime, and then the next lifetime they did something to me, and then the next lifetime I did something to them, and it just goes tit for tat back and forth. Well, that never goes anywhere, right? That's karma, like the karmic wheel. And so as we go through the awareness of like, okay, well, this started many, many lifetimes ago with this person, you know, maybe you have an ex where it just seems like there's so much crap between you two, and it seems like an unreasonable amount of crap considering maybe you haven't known each other that long, for example. It's because there's probably ties to other lifetimes, maybe with that soul, or it's in your soul that you need to resolve this. It might not even have anything to do with that other person. And so we can use past life healing to resolve karma and just finish it, complete it, end it. You know, it's like, okay, I forgive myself, I forgive this other person, and we can move forward. And just sometimes it's not always that simple. That's just a very simplified explanation of that. Sometimes we do have to go through what happened, you know, why it happened, have a deeper understanding of the experience so that it doesn't feel like we're just letting someone off the hook. You know, what was the lesson that I was meant to learn? Maybe I needed to learn boundaries. Maybe I needed to learn self-love. Maybe I needed to learn to open my heart more because I don't trust easily. Could be any lesson, really. But lessons is what ties us together as souls. And that's what we do, is we help each other learn these lessons through every lifetime. And so, you know, I actually remember a lot of my lifetimes in Japan, for example. So, you know, there's some pretty violent lifetimes that I had there. And so a lot of memories come up around Japan recently, right? And so that's one place I want to visit, because when I visit a place, it really helps me activate specific through lines or specific memories that need to be resolved. But maybe if I'm not there, it's more of a vague sense of knowing there's something for me to resolve and not really get to, you know, I'm not really necessarily able to get into the specifics quite yet, because maybe there's other reasons that my soul wants me to go to a place as well, right? And so the soul operates with this. The soul has the intention of taking us to different places and helping us to resolve things, but also doing other things too. It's like there's like, there might be one reason you go to do something or you go somewhere or you meet somebody, but there's like maybe 1,000 or 10,000 other reasons that you won't even ever be aware of for you to have take that action. And so action taking is important. And I guess that's the message there. But this is a topic that's really interested me for a long time. And because now it's just so natural for me to just drop into a past life and to go into other lifetimes. You know, this doesn't just happen with the past. You can also go into your future lifetimes. Like I said, every lifetime is simultaneously occurring. So whether it's happening literally in the past, it's really hard to know, because the soul more or less transcends time. It's the human mind that needs linearity to make sense of things. And so I've done things where I've gone into what we would call maybe future lifetimes, 300 years into the future, 500 years into the future, and looked at some of the Akashic records of those timelines, which are fascinating. So there's so many uses for the Akashic records. And I don't know that it's like innate for every single person to access the Akashic records the same way. I'm just sharing how I do it. And so you might have another process where you access your Akashic records, and that's great if it works for you. But this is just my experience and how I've come to understand and know this. There's a lot that I do in my own processes and with my clients around, you know, looking into specific experiences and also looking at things from the bigger picture. You know, what was the overall soul lesson of that lifetime or of that particular experience or of that particular situation with that person? And so that can be relevant. And then it really hits home for that person, because they're like, whoa, like that, like they feel it in their bones. They feel it so deep. And so the truth kind of blows away a lot of the mental chatter that really stifles any sort of understanding or ability to move forward. And so that can be why that's another reason that Akashic Records healing work is so valuable. As soon as we become aware, healing can begin. Sometimes we have to go through our own bit of a journey once we become aware of a past life, and not make it about the past life. We have to really understand that there's a lesson here that needs to be resolved, or there's something that we need to be able to see about ourselves, or there needs to be something that, you know, maybe it's a skill. You know, I've done it where I've went into the Akashic Records and pulled out all of my past life experiences and skills and dropped them into my consciousness in this lifetime so that I could more easily access those gifts, right? And so these gifts, because they develop over time, and I mean, you know, a gift that you acquired in another lifetime and maybe developed over several other lifetimes suddenly becomes activated in this lifetime, you're like, wow, I'm a natural at this and I don't know why. Well, that's why. It's because you've been developing this for a long, long time as a soul going through these particular lifetimes. And they are gifts. They can be turned off and they can be turned back on. And sometimes that's up to us. And sometimes that's more up to like the divine or the soul itself as well, because, you know, there could be reasons why these things get turned off. I personally have had my gifts turned off at various times in my life so that I could work on other gifts that I needed to really enhance, for example. So for example, one point my clairvoyance turned off and it freaked me out because I've been clairvoyant since I was a child. I've been able to talk to spirits since I was a kid and, you know, and beings and ghosts and angels and other things. But, you know, one day it turned off and I was just freaking out because I was like, oh, what do I do? And it forced me to come back into, you know, getting information through my solar plexus, not just through my third eye and my crown. So it was very interesting. I had a period where I had to really develop that and stop trying to go through my third eye. And so that's another topic for another day. But this is, you know, a little bit of an introduction on the Akashic Records. I'm going to be writing more about this in my book that is being written currently. So that'll be something to look forward to if you like this kind of thing. And if you do also like the idea of learning more about your Akashic Records and diving into your past life memories and resolving a relationship problem that you're having in this current lifetime, or resolving some other issue that you're really struggling with, you can feel free to send me a message on Instagram at Christine Ford Alchemist, F-O-R-D-E. And yeah, where else? You can also just send me a message through through the podcast, I think you can. And if not, you can also check out my email. I'll put all these details below and you can book a reading or a healing, or we can just discuss it if that's something that you're interested in. But yeah, I just wanted to share this because this was really on my heart today and it's just been coming up over and over and over again. So I felt like, okay, the divine is trying to tell me something. All right, God, I hear you. So looking forward to hearing what you guys got out of this episode. And if you have recalled any memories that seem to be from another time, another era, another culture, perhaps, you know, especially if you're an old soul, you've probably lived in many, many cultures, and you probably feel a very strong connection to all cultures, even if if you're not personally part of that culture, you'll just feel this natural sort of, that's me. And, you know, not in a disrespectful way, but in a, like, I remember this. And so, I would love to hear your feedback. I would love to hear what you experience in your past lives and if you do remember any of yours. And maybe you've had a reading before and it didn't resonate. And, you know, have you explored why that didn't resonate? You know, because sometimes that's the ego getting sort of tied up in things, saying, no, that's not me. And it's, truth is, we're all one. So when we get to the core of everything, we're all one. But I hope you guys have a wonderful day. This is Christine Ford signing off, and I'm just looking forward to connecting with you and hearing what you have to say about this episode. I haven't done a solo episode in a while, so this was kind of fun. And let me know if you have any questions. I'll talk to you all later. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.